So breast screening units around the place, this is what we want them to do now. And if you have a local breast screening service that you're talking to, this is what we want them to do. We want them to begin to develop those local pathways if they don't already exist. What happens to a woman who walks into her GP and says, "I've got a family history"? How does she get from there to the breast screening program? As I say, we will not accept direct referral from GPs. We want women to go through a formal family history assessment first by you. We can't do that. We want services to make links with those responsible for the holistic care of the woman. And again, I think the service in Derby would be a perfect example of where we'd want the breast screening unit to be in touch with the family history specialists who are looking after the entire woman and not just her breasts, because we just do breasts. And this is something that I think Stephen mentioned, but women who don't meet the criteria, what are we going to do with them? And I know that from the FHO1 study, there were several such women found. What are you going to do with them? This is a problem that will go away if the criteria are applied properly in the future. You could just leave the women, and as they age, they'll leave family history screening and enter the routine screening program. Or a line could be taken that they're going to be counselled and out of surveillance. Now, that's a local decision, but something that every locality will have to work through.